Coming up on Saturday, April the 1st, it is the annual Kicking Bear Banquet taking place at the Omni Center in Onalaska. And it's a celebration of all that God is doing through the Kicking Bear Ministry. And I tell you what, there are some amazing stories. And here to share some of those stories is the founder of Kicking Bear, Ray Howell. Hey, Ray.
How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing fine. It is good to have you back with us.
Well, thank you very much. It's fun to be here.
I know before we started doing the interview today, you were telling me some really exciting things that God is doing through Kicking Bear. But I'm sure some of our listeners, maybe a few of them, haven't heard of Kicking Bear before. So before we get started, why don't you tell us what Kicking Bear is?
Well, Kicking Bear is a ministry, and what we do is we put on camps all over the United States, and the camps are totally free to everyone. And God opened that up in a vision to me that the single-parent moms and the grandma and grandpas and people who do not have the financial wherewithal that can't afford to have their kid come to a camp should be able to come to this camp. So we've kept this free to everyone for the last 17 years. And what's amazing is you read in the scriptures about a few loaves of bread and a few fish that fed 5,000. I see it every week with this ministry. It is amazing what God does. So what we do at the camps, the kids come there and we engage not only the kids, but the adults too. We are laughing about it because we're talking about how sore you are after Kicking Bear camp's over with because you've had so much fun, you turn into a 10-year-old kid.
It's like, oh, it's all over now.
One of the fun things that we do is shooting archery. And I don't know what it is about the flight of an arrow, but it captures you. And in my own testimony, God was guiding my arrows since I was 5 years old. I know that for a fact. And you know, watching these kids shoot their first arrows and the hooting and hollering when they hit the mark and all the things that go on and the fun. You know, it just, the whole weekend is a blast. And along with the archery, we do all different kinds of games, the gunny sack races, the rope pulls. We get into water fights and giant water slides. And some big kid always starts a marshmallow fight.
Now, what big kid would that be? No names.
Well, I don't care if you're 5 years old or if you're 65 years old, you're in the middle of that marshmallow fight. It is a hilarious and it is fun. But all of that is part of God's plan. And to come to their level, to tear it up and have that much fun, you know, at these events, you don't see anybody playing video games. You don't see people running around on their cell phone with their head down. And they're engaged and they're having a blast in God's creation. At night, we put a big old bonfire up. And what's really cool is when we light that bonfire with an arrow. You stand back 30 yards and have a flaming arrow fly through the air. And it's just awing and it lands and lights that fire. It's fun. And to stand in front of the fire and to let these kids know that no matter what their problems are in life, that God has got a purpose for them. You know, it's just amazing what God does. And to see his chosen come forward to start their walk. Kicking Bear is continuing to grow. And this banquet that we put on the banquet to share with people all the different things that we do, not only with the kids, but with the wounded warriors and all the youth hunts. You know what's amazing about a youth hunt here, when we get these kids and take them on their first hunt? A lot of times the kids don't know each other. They're there with their mentors, and we got a whole group of kids there. And within hours, all these kids are best friends, and they're talking about things, and they're having fun. They're going to bed at night with their hunting clothes on because
they're ready to go.
Yeah, I mean, they're wide awake when their alarm clock goes off in the morning. And you know, when a kid has the opportunity to harvest an animal, you know, not only has that been an incredible dream for them come true, but it has enough meat there to feed their family for the whole year. And that is just amazing.
And a lot of these kids come from struggling families, right?
Yes. In all the areas where we are at with this ministry, it's incredible what the enemy has done to the family in tearing it apart. Because it is 60 to 80% of the kids from broken homes. And, you know, with the ministry of Kicking Bear, I would say that all the camps are about 50-50, 50% girls and 50% boys. Mm-hmm. And, well, we have fun with that. But I mean, I'll tell you what, the girls against the boys and tug of war and kids against the adults. And I mean, all the things that go on, it's just, it's fun.
Yeah. You know, Christian artist Carrie Roberts was talking about her family shooting archery over the weekend for the first time. Mm-hmm. And she said that one of the little boys looked at her and said, well, girls don't shoot bows. And she goes, well, watch me. And she said, I actually hit the target. Didn't get a bullseye, but she did hit the target. So, yeah, boys and girls, everyone is able to participate of just about any age, right?
Oh, absolutely. What is amazing about shooting archery and young ladies, girls pick it up much quicker than boys do at a young age. And you cannot believe the accuracy of these young ladies. It's incredible. You have competitions and they're fun, but I don't know if it's just that the young ladies listen a little better.
Possibly.
But yeah, you put a mission bow in their hand and let them fling some arrows, and it ain't very long. I'll tell you what, it is incredible, the accuracy.
Now, another exciting aspect of what's happening through Kicking Bear is your connection with the Wounded Warriors. Tell us about that.
I want to tell you, being free is incredible. These spirit-inspired warriors that leave this land to go to foreign lands and do the things that they do so we can have our freedom is unbelievable. And to talk with these men and women who have come back that have had injuries, and some of them you can't see the injuries. Mm. And, you know, so we put together the Kicking Bear events that we normally do with the camps, and we have the Wounded Warriors as a part of it. And what is incredible is these men and women who have served get together with these kids, and they're teaching them how to shoot BB guns and throw tomahawks and shoot bows and arrows. And then they're engaging in water fights and everything that we do to listen to the testimonies afterwards, not only of the kids who have learned a little bit more about what the cost of freedom is, but to listen to the testimonies of these men and women who have served and have sacrificed so much, mm-hmm. that here they're home and they get to be a part of an event that their sacrifice meant something.
Yeah.
So God's plan and what he's done with this ministry has been amazing to me, because it's constantly changing and things are happening that are amazing. And to be a part of it, to be called to it, and to witness. I think as a man, the biggest thing I had to do was step back and let God and listen to him more than myself. Because I'll tell you what, this is much bigger. I am not good enough. I ain't smart enough. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you what, the things that I've learned and seen has been amazing.
He can do so much more than we can ever ever think or imagine, or that we could do on our own. Kicking Bear has become a huge ministry. Now, you started right here in Minnesota, right?
Yes.
And now you're reaching across the country and even worldwide. Is that true?
There are some things that went on with in Colombia already. They want us in Africa. You know, there's so much on the streets of America right now that this ministry is effective wherever it's at. Mm-hmm. And last year we were involved with 117 events throughout the United States, and that was with the youth hunts and all the different things that we did. But the average event, the Kicking Bear event, was around 600 people.
Wow.
And, you know, some of the events were as high as 3,500 people. Now, how can you have an event that big and it costs nobody anything to be there? God is at the helm of it. I don't know how else to explain it, because it's impossible, and nothing's impossible with God. But yes, it's continuing to grow. With the growth of it, we keep praying that God brings his warriors forward, that mm-hmm. are there for his purpose, and that this will continue to keep going forward to change lives.
Yeah, it takes a lot to make that happen. A lot of people working together and a lot of volunteers to help make those camps happen. And a lot of them are sponsored by churches.
Yeah, there's churches and ministries, so that there's follow-up at the camps. Mm-hmm. When you come to these people's level, not only the kids, but the adults. And you're in front of the bonfire or wherever you're at, and you share the gospel with them and tell them the truth. It's amazing. You can hear a pin drop. I don't care if there's 1,500 people standing in front of you. You can hear a pin drop while the gospel is being shared and the decisions for Christ. Wow. So the follow-up behind it to start discipleship is with the churches and ministries that are in the area, because we're there, we're putting on the event, and that's what we do, is we team up with other groups so that once we leave that there is follow-up. But the cool thing is then you go back to that event the following year, and all of a sudden this event is just about doubled in size, and you got all these spirit-inspired warriors there that are for Christ, and they, hey, let's get this rolling, Ray. What time's the marshmallow fight start? I mean, they're fired
I got to get in on one of those one of these days. So next time you're in West Salem, I'll have to run over there. Any idea? I mean, we're talking about thousands of people. Any idea how many people experienced the Kicking Bear camps and activities last year or in the past year?
God only knows, because we do take registrations before the camps, and all the things that we do, and we have papers that they fill out so that for insurance and so on and so forth. But it's literally thousands and thousands.
Yeah.
And I guess God knows the exact number.
Mm-hmm.
I can get pretty close on it, but it's...
the fact is that each number represents an individual and a family that is impacted with the gospel. And I know that is your heart behind all that you do through Kicking Bear. I mean, the archery is fun, the marshmallow fights are fun, but it's the gospel that keeps it going, and that's what drives you. Now, you'll be sharing a lot of those stories at the upcoming banquet. Tell us more about the banquet.
The Kicking Bear banquet is not just for adults. It's for adults and kids, and we have a lot of fun with it because it's family. It's where we, the kids, are winning things right along with the adults. There's a lot of prizes. It's incredible the amount of prizes that God brings to this event. And yeah, we're not quiet about what the Lord has done with this ministry and what He's continuing to do. And our purpose, too, with the banquet is the same thing. Let's share the gospel.
Yeah.
Let's tell them the truth. Let's tell them what real joy is in life. One of the things in this country is the breakup of marriage. And even as I go back to my mom and dad, the only thing that they did wrong is they didn't have Christ in the middle of their marriage. Mm-hmm. They weren't involved in Bible study. And so it opened the door to the enemy to throw the children out on the streets. And that's exactly what happened. On the other hand, God allowed some things to go on in my life so that I would learn some things. And when the right time came, He called me to this ministry, His ministry, and that's what it's for, is to let these kids know that no matter what their problems are in life, that God does have a purpose for them, and He is not the garbage that's on the streets. This ministry, it doesn't just impact the kids. There's a lot of adults that this is the first time they've heard something like this, you know. So it's in God's timing. That's what the banquet is for. We put on the banquet. And really, the banquet is to share the gospel. God's already provided. He's already, His promise, He'll take care of us like the birds and the flowers in the field. For 17 years, I have witnessed this and have been a part of this. We got just enough money to get by every year. And the next year, it gets a little bigger. We got just enough to get by every year. His promise is true. So this banquet here in this area, there are so many wonderful volunteers that come and are a part of the ministry of Kicking Bear, not only in the camps that we do or the hunts. You want to meet some incredible, wonderful people? Just come to the camps or to the hunts and meet these men and women who are soldiers for Christ, and they're there for the right purpose. They're there to push the enemy back out of people's lives. These people will be at the banquet. They're a part of it. And they're there doing exactly what I'm doing, being called to a ministry that does God's will.
And it's not just a sit-down banquet, but it's a lot of fun for the whole family, right? There's a lot of activity, a lot going on, sharing the stories as well, but there's a lot that takes place at your banquet.
Yes, that's very much so. There's we have a lot of fun at home.
You always have fun, don't you, Ray?
My wife knows that I'm not a day over 14 years old, and that's the truth of it.
Oh, the Kicking Bear Banquet is coming up on Saturday, April the 1st, and that's going to be at the Omni Center in Onalaska. The doors will open at 4, and the dinner buffet starts at 6 o'clock. And you can find all of those details and the links on our calendar, and that's at praisenetwork.com. Again, praisenetwork.com. And if you would like to share this interview with somebody who's not listening right now, you can find it on demand on our mobile app, and it's also in the archives on our website at praisenetwork.com. So make plans now to attend the Kicking Bear Banquet on Saturday, April 1st in Onalaska. And Ray, thank you again for all that you're doing, and you won't know till eternity all the lives and people that you have impacted through this ministry. And so thank you for making yourself available to God.
Well, thank you, Sister Dahlia, but you know, God is the one doing it. And I am blessed to be called to a ministry. There is nothing easy about being a disciple, but it's all in the scriptures. And I am blessed. That's all I can tell you.
Thanks, Ray.